This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe. And Senator, it's great to have you with us.
Well, nice to be with you, Greg.
Senator, we know that the president is staking a lot of political capital in the health care debate, and some say that'll give him some momentum for some other major domestic initiatives. One of them is the immigration bill. Another one, of course, is his brand of energy reform, also referred to as cap and trade. You are one of the leading opponents of his strategy on energy reform. Some say that the brutal winter that hit Washington certainly raised a lot of doubts about just how severe our climatological situation is. What's your sense right now on the status of his energy bill?
Well, let's call cap and trade what it is, Greg, because it's Lindsey Graham and John Kerry. They're trying to make it look like this is some kind of an energy bill. It's not. This is cap and trade. And if you go back, of course, it was 7 years ago that I said the idea that catastrophic global warming is due to the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. Our listeners have to remember, this whole thing started in 1988 with the United Nations, the same one that started a lot of other bad things. We can declare victory. They don't have the votes over there for cap and trade. But for some reason, Lindsey Graham and John Kerry think if they can just take the same cap and trade and call it something else, that they'll fool people and they'll be able to get it through. I don't think that's going to happen. That would be the greatest single tax increase in the history of America. If you go back, Greg, you and I talked before. In 2003, there was the McCain-Lieberman bill. That was a cap and trade. 2005, the McCain-Lieberman bill, the same thing. And then it went on to Barbara Boxer and Sanders and all that. Any of these bills, if they're cap and trade, they're going to cost somewhere between $300 and $400 billion a year. You don't get anything for it. Even Lisa Jackson, the Obama director of the EPA, said that if we were to pass these bills here, it would not reduce greenhouse gases, because this would only be in the United States, and all these jobs would go to China, and that's where they would. It would probably, in my opinion, increase emissions. So that's the big issue there. I don't think they'll get by with it. And the other thing that Lindsey's doing right now is this big thing on trying to close Gitmo. And I've used some pretty strong language on that. If you go to Gitmo, you come out shaking your head. Why in the world do they want to move these terrorists to the United States, either for incarceration or for trial? And nonetheless, there is the effort to do it, and this president has an obsession to move these terrorists to the United States. So those are my issues right now that I'm on overload.
Senator, let me ask you a quick follow-up on each of those. I'll start with what you just mentioned at the end there, Guantanamo. There's some reports out today that I'm sure you've seen where there's apparently a deal that's close to being struck that would close Guantanamo, but try more of those detainees before military commissions as kind of a way to make those who were very, very critical of the idea of trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York and so forth. Is that a good deal for you, or is that not a good deal?
No, absolutely not, because first of all, he's talking about doing it in developing some kind of a military tribunal court in the United States, and at the same time talking about going ahead and incarcerating these people up in Illinois. Now, if he does that, it still brings terrorists to the United States. And when he talks about, and then, again, this is what the program that Lindsey and some others have, that we can build a high security place, we can put a lot of millions of dollars into that place in Illinois and make it work, we can start a military tribunal court someplace in the United States. My question is, why in the world do that when we have had that asset called Gitmo since 1903? It's the perfect place for them. Those guys, they're not criminals. You try them under our court system here. The rules of evidence are different. Miranda rights, all that stuff. And so I hope that we'll be successful in stopping Obama from closing Gitmo. I just can't think of anything worse that could happen.
Senator, last question. This goes back to cap and trade. It's been said by some that despite the CBO projections on health care, cap and trade is really the means by which this administration plans to pay for the expanded government role in health care. Do you see it that way, and how much more fierce will this fight get as a result of that?
Well, clearly this president wants to have cap and trade because that's a huge, huge source of money that they can say is going to the environment, that is going to his social reengineering programs. Again, I don't think it's going to work. And keep in mind this also. I have a website, Greg, that's inhofe.senate.gov. Inhofe is I-N-H-O-F-E. If they'll go to that and access, they'll see speeches I've made over the last 10 years about the global warming and what a hoax this thing is. One of those speeches, I talked about how they're cooking the science because scientists were telling me that when ClimateGate came in December, everything that they found out was about ClimateGate and about how they're cooking the science, you'll find in a speech that I made 5 years ago. So this is something that I don't believe they're ever going to be able to get by with, at least as long as I'm here.
Senator, very important topics. We thank you very much for your time on all of them today.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.